KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. If you're a moderate-income family looking for a place you can afford to buy in San Francisco, you've got your work cut out for you. Just 23% of all city housing stock is within reach of families whose earnings top out at $110,000 a year. If you're low income and looking to rent, the situation is even more dire. One supervisor on San Francisco's Land Use Committee says many low income residents pay as much as 70% of their income as rent. Yesterday, advocates spoke out at City Hall, hoping to keep middle and low income residents in the city. KQED's Rachel Dornhelm reports the challenge is figuring out how to meet everyone's needs.
I'm at an affordable housing development in the Tenderloin, a half block from a notoriously sketchy intersection. I'm meeting Lorenzo Listana, who lives here with his wife and four kids. Listana takes me into the lobby, an oasis of clean modern lines and soothing earth tones, then into a beautiful bamboo-paneled elevator.
I live here in the Tenderloin for 6 years since we arrived from the Philippines. We are, you know, immigrant family here in San Francisco.
We head down a light-filled hallway and into his compact three-bedroom apartment. Listana says the rent is $1,200 a month.
If not for affordable housing, maybe we would be cramping up in one small bedroom, like, you know. But we would like to live in the cell because, you know, this is where my workplace is. My wife also works just like three blocks from here. My kids go to school, like, you know, walking distance from here.
Listana and his wife qualify to live here because they make less than $50,000 a year. Peter Cohen, the co-director at the Council of Community Housing Organizations, says it's families like Listana's that most need the city's help.
Because frankly, those people have so little room for failure, and their stakes are much higher, and that housing burden is significantly greater.
San Francisco Supervisor Scott Weiner gets that, but he's also convinced the city has to do more to up the percentage of middle-income families living in the city. He says only 28% of San Franciscans are in moderate to above-moderate income households. For a family of four, that's making between $80,000 and $150,000.
The reason the United States has been so stable for so long is because we have a thriving, large middle class. And when you look at a number of 28%, that, to me, is low and is not healthy for the city.
Weiner is worried about people like Alex Bros and his wife, Carmen Bush. Bush is a landscape architect.
There are services for people that make less than we do, and then I feel like there are amenities for people who make more than we do in the city, and that we are sort of stuck in this weird middle ground.
Bush and her husband, who works as a fundraiser for an arts organization, pay $1,200 a month for their 500-square-foot apartment in the Mission District. Now they have a baby and need more room, but can't find anything they can afford. Finally, they're calling it quits. Bros just took a job opportunity in Colorado.
And they know that, but my current employer does not, so tomorrow's a big day. Yeah. Very mixed feelings.
If Supervisor Weiner had his way and the city focused more on helping those in the middle, the city would adjust zoning laws and require developers of high-end buildings to include a wider range of units.
There's no way we'll ever have enough money to spend our way out of our middle-income housing problem. It's about housing production policies, producing enough housing and the right kind of housing, and that does not take money away from low-income housing.
Weiner says until now, there's been way too little of this moderate-income housing produced. Monica Bhagwan and Nicholas Sager got to buy one of 850 below-market-rate apartments that have been built under an inclusionary housing program in the city. They both do important community work, serving the disadvantaged.
We're about $84,000 $85,000 gross income. I work 25 hours a week. I do food and nutrition education with kids in the Bayview. And my husband, he works full-time, and he works for a senior services agency.
So, this is our room, and these are the stuffed animals.
The couple's three-year-old shows me around the two-plus bedroom in the Mission they got for $215,000. Bhagwan says they couldn't have stayed otherwise, and living here makes her work more meaningful.
Just knowing, you know, the kids I work with, knowing what the city is like for them, knowing what this city is like, I can really just relate to them a little bit more.
Affordable housing is an issue Mayor Lee championed during his election campaign. He has convened a working group that's now focused on getting a ballot initiative drafted by May. The goal would be to earmark at least some of the $40 to $50 million in low-income housing set-asides the city lost when the state dissolved redevelopment agencies this February. But the mayor has also charged the group with growing moderate-income housing stock. And if that's going to happen, then he has to convince the market-rate developers, who are part of the working group, that this won't put an undue burden on them. The group is scheduled to meet again by the end of the month. For KQED News, I'm Rachel Dornhelm.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.